Support for Classical Music According to Yehuda comes from the Lathrop Communities, serving older adults in the Quaker tradition for over 25 years, offering independent living on two campuses in Northampton and East Hampton, Massachusetts. Lathrop.Kendall.org. In this week's Classical Music According to Yehuda, Alan Shartok and Yehuda Hanani continue their series of conversations about quoting, sampling, and borrowing in music.
So one of the most famous of all, Yehuda Hanani, was Count Razumovsky. And what he did was to come up with some real interesting plagiarism, I would call it. And he adopted folk songs for his own commission. However, I have to say this is nothing new. A lot of famous composers relied on folk material, didn't they?
Yes, they certainly did. Here we have an interesting case of a musical quotation that appears, the same quote that appears in two different string quartets. Count Kirill Razumovsky was the ambassador of the Tsar to Vienna. He lived like a prince in a castle, had a fabulous library, and was an accomplished amateur violinist. So he commissions Beethoven to write three string quartets for him with the stipulation that each will include a Russian folk song. We are going to hear the folk song Beethoven uses in his second Razumovsky quartet, which goes something like That's it. What Beethoven does with it, of course, is miraculous. It's amazing construction. We're going to hear another string quartet, an unusual string quartet, because the combination of instruments is different. It's written for two cellos, viola and violin, not the traditional two violins, viola and one cello. The composer is Anton Arensky, a first-rate Russian composer who ruined his career and his life with gambling and drinking. But he wrote this beautiful piece. It begins with Russian church music, and then ends with the very same tune that we just heard by Beethoven.
the finale of Arensky's String Quartet No. 2. Before that, Alan Chartok speaking with Yehuda Hanani. Yehuda's Close Encounters with Music series presents an Italian holiday celebration on Saturday, December 9th at 6 p.m. at the Mehewi in Great Barrington, Massachusetts. For more information, visit cewm.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.